You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day. Woo! It's been a good day. It's been a fun day. We want to say thank you to our very special guest, Bill Bellamy. He was fantastic, yeah.
Off the chain.
Always. Tommy, what's your show this weekend with you and Bill?
Oh, come on, man. This is zero, baby. This is week zero. This is the Comedy Jam. This is Friday night, Bockwell Auditorium. Me and Bill Bellamy. What? I am stupid, and I'm making changes at the same time. Ah. Costume change.
He said 63, I think. Bill Bellamy.
Why are you changing so much? Yeah.
I'd be sweating.
Oh, it's not a fashion statement.
You want to know the truth? You want to know the truth?
Because you jump around the stage and do all kinds of crazy stuff. Yeah.
Too much energy. Too much energy. Yeah. I'm working up there. I'm putting in the work. Now come hang out with us, man. We're going to have a good time. Bockwell Auditorium Friday night.
That should be a lot of fun. All right, Steve, here we are. Time for closing remarks. I did want to ask you this. You know, sometimes you talk to us about relationships and things like that. I always love when you talk about the four bank accounts. Four bank accounts. People ask me, what did Steve say about the four bank accounts? And can you explain that, please?
Oh, you know, that's crazy because I just had this conversation with this couple. Mm-hmm. Who were having an argument about money.
Oh, okay. Wow. Uh-huh.
And they said, well, let's ask Mr. Harvey and see what he thinks. And so I just had this conversation.
Okay.
And it was taught to me actually by a friend of mine who's deceased now, the great Roger E. Salter, who owned Sanmar Financial up in Chicago. That man right there taught me so much about finances. Roger Salters, man, frat brother, 68. Miss you, man. He was a great, great, great friend. He taught me something. He said, Steve, every couple should have four bank accounts. He said, you could save yourself a lot of trouble. Because he was advising me years ago. This was in the 1990s. And he was giving me some advice and I was struggling. He said, here's why you're struggling. Because even though you're married, man, you need to have individuality. I said, no. He said, nobody wants to ask somebody for something all the time. So you got to create freedom within your marriage. He said, and within your partnership. So every couple should have four bank accounts. He said, you should have number one. If both of you are working, you should have a joint account where you both put your incomes into this account and you sort out the bills that have to be paid. These are the must-do things. The rent, the mortgage, the light, the gas, the groceries, the car notes, the insurances, education. For all of this has to go into that. And then, no matter who you are, you have to make a concerted effort, the two of you, to save something. He said, I don't care if it's $20 a week, $200 a week, 5% of your money a week, whatever the two of you decide, you've got to save something from every check. Don't ever spend the whole check. Put it in a joint account that requires both of your signatures to move the money. So now you've taken care of your household, you've taken care of your necessities, and now you have a little nest egg that you're building, but it requires two people to move. So one person can't go and take the money out without the other person's knowledge. He said, now a bank account 3 and 4 that you need is, she needs her own personal account and you need your own personal account. Because what that does is you all decide out of the joint account where you all put your money, who gets what as their monthly or bi-monthly. If you get paid once a month, it goes in once a month. If you get paid twice a month, it goes in twice a month. If you get paid weekly, it goes in weekly. However you want to decide it, but who gets what? He said, now let me give you a piece of advice, son. He said, you should always give your wife more than you get. He said, I'm going to explain something to you. He said, because you're not going to be able to outgive this woman, especially if you have a true partner. Because she will take care of stuff with her money that you don't even think about. She's going to do stuff for the kids. She's going to do stuff for the grandkids. She's going to do stuff for the house out of her money. But now she needs more to maintain herself than you do. You got to go get a haircut. She got to get her hair done. She got to buy makeup. She got to do manicures, pedicures. She got to do spa treatments to keep it up. She got to buy skincare products. All you got is some lotion at the house. He says, so give your wife more than you get. Now, in her account, she does not have to ask your permission for anything. If she want to spend it on barrettes, she get to buy bags of barrettes. She want to spend it on skincare products, you can't say nothing. You, on the other hand, sir, you get your own money. She can't say nothing if you buying cigars, tequila, if you buying golf clubs, so whatever you buy, she can't say anything. You want to loan your partner $100? That's on you. She want to give her family members $100? That's on her. And it keeps a level of independence while you're married and freedom, and allows the one person not to be beholden to the other person. It'll cut down on a lot of financial arguments. It'll ensure that you all have taken care of your basics, and it'll ensure that you all are building for the future with some type of saving. 4 bank accounts per couple is a must have. Greatest advice I've ever had. Those are my closing remarks today. Hey, listen, everybody, please don't forget, talk to God today. He would absolutely love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.